Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, now the eclipse is in our rearview mirror, but we haven't talked since then. It hadn't been that many days ago, and you had a pretty exceptional trip that you took.
I did. Going to see a total eclipse has been something that's been on my bucket list since childhood. And so I was determined I was going to be somewhere in that path of totality. I wasn't waiting 7 years until it's in our neighborhood. And so a couple of friends of mine and I met some other friends, and we went to Jefferson City, Missouri to see it there. We were on the grounds of the state capitol, which was one of the broadcast places where NASA was set up. And it was a gorgeous setting because the capitol was up high on a bluff, so you overlooked the Missouri River. And what's so interesting is when you imagine totality, I think you think it's going to get completely dark. What I learned was the path of totality is 70 miles wide. So the sky, if you're in a good place, your view from horizon to horizon is really much further than that. So overhead, there was not only the corona of the sun, but there were stars, and you could clearly see stars. But on either side, you had sunrise or sunset, whichever you want to call it, which was strange. We're used to having sunrise or sunset on one side and to the west or to the east. But this time we had it on both sides to the north and the south.
Wow.
So it was kind of strange and a little bit unsettling. And in the distance, there was this gorgeous bank of thunderheads that was still in sunlight. So you had this contrast that was absolutely beautiful. In fact, one of the things that everybody, when they saw this, the sun on these clouds, all of the cameras that were pointed at the sun, it seemed like everybody all of a sudden turned around and went, wow, and took a shot of that as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you told me something I did not know, and that is when the totality happens, you can look at the sun at that point.
You can take your glasses off. And in fact, they had a big air horn that they blew when it was safe to take your glasses off. And as it was coming out of totality, they blew it again and said, okay, get your glasses back on again.
Well, and we will have another total eclipse in 7 years. And this time it's going to pass right through Northeast Texas.
Exactly. It is the path of totality. Commerce and Greenville are in great shape. Sulphur Springs is actually dead on in the center of it. So we're going to be, and if the closer you are to the center line, the longer your period of totality is. We had 2 minutes and 21 seconds, I think, which was within 5 seconds of the maximum.
Yeah. So just 7 years away.
I know.
2024. So
I told everybody as we were leaving Missouri, all the NASA guys, I said, party at my house in 7 years.
We're talking with Pud Kearns, and Pud is with Housewarmers of Greenville. Now, the other thing we're going to talk about is the first week of high school football.
And that's as momentous as the eclipse. Let's be in Texas. Let's be honest.
Yeah. And, I don't think it's as big as sometimes as the legend would have it. But it's a very, very big thing. And when you go, especially the smaller towns, there's a Norman Rockwell kind of quality about it still.
There is. It's a social event. You know, you go and you see people. You may not have had kids playing or in high school participating in band or drill team or football for years. But you go because you're supporting the next generation of kids, and all your friends are there. It's very much a social event.
Yeah, and of course, it's not just football. It's band, and it's drill team, and the cheerleaders, and everybody's.
Well, then that's the great thing is you get so many more kids involved. I have my younger son is an assistant band director of one of the two high schools over in Burleson. And so, you know, he loves the whole thing of, you know, the Friday nights and as it's coming and just that community feeling.
Of course, now this week I haven't checked the whole schedule. I know Greenville is at home Friday night and Commerce is at home Friday night.
That's right. I think the main thing is to just simply say to everybody in the cafe, go to a football game, support your kids, support the hometown team. It is so worth it. And then do the same thing on Saturday for the Lions.
Well, A&M Commerce, the first home game is September 9th, and that is getting to be more and more of a thing. It is a college football experience in Northeast Texas,
and it's great. Wonderful that we've got that.
And now that they're winning so much, then that makes it even bigger.
Oh, and let's face it, there's nothing that helps attendance like a winning season.
Well, you got that right. Not much time left, but real quickly, Rally Round Greenville is coming up September 15th and 16th.
That's correct, and that'll be in downtown Greenville. Friday night is a fantastic free concert. It's always with Emerald City Band, that is just about the best party band there can be. The next day is the Cotton Patch Challenge bike ride, and then there's music and other fun as well downtown. It's a wonderful festival.
Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Always enjoy it.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETL.